Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 30, His Compassion. Jesus wept. John 11, verse 35. Compassion, a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. Dictionary.com, compassion. I'm sure you have felt it. I have, with tears in my eyes, attending a funeral, visiting someone in the hospital, or watching the news. Oh, the pain and sorrow of watching parents say goodbye to their children. Or the urgency with which we want to alleviate a loved one's suffering. And the powerlessness we feel at our utter inability to change the circumstances. But Jesus was not powerless. So why did he weep? Good question. After talking with Mary, Jesus asked where they have laid Lazarus. The next verse is the shortest verse of the Bible. Jesus wept, John 11, verse 35. This Greek verb is different from the verb for weep used elsewhere in this story. The others are mourning loudly. Jesus is weeping quietly. This term is used only here in the entire New Testament. He is moved by everyone's sorrow. He knows what he is about to do, yet he is touched by the suffering of humanity. The Jews interpreted the tears of Jesus as the expression of his love, and it was. His tender care for the mourners was evident, but this was not the only reason he cried. Jesus knew that pain was the result of sin. Much suffering had been caused by God's enemy. In my favorite book, aside from the Bible, The Desire of Ages, we read that, at that moment, he saw that in the history of the world, beginning with the death of Abel, the conflict between good and evil had been unceasing. Looking down the years to come, he saw the suffering and sorrow, tears and death, that were to be the lot of men. His heart was pierced with the pain of the human family of all ages and in all lands. The woes of the sinful race were heavy upon his soul, and the fountain of his tears was broken up as he longed to relieve all their distress. Ellen G. White, The Desire of Ages, Pacific Press, page 517. Yes, Jesus wept for us. Jesus feels compassion and is touched by our suffering, even though he knows that soon he is going to eliminate death, sickness, and evil once and for all. Be encouraged. Jesus wins.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!